Around here, we can roll with everything. So you may have heard a bit of a theme in the scripture readings. The title I have today is Smile More, a New Year's Resolution. But as people were coming in this morning, I'm not sure we need to smile more. We just need to keep smiling. I recently read an article that listed the 5 most popular resolutions made every New Year's Eve. 5th on the list was to take up a new hobby. The 4th was to make more money. The 3rd most popular resolution was to improve relationships. The 2nd was to stop smoking. The most popular New Year's resolution? You got it, to lose weight. Well, this reminds me of a story about a woman who walked into her master bathroom and saw her husband standing on the scale weighing himself, sucking in his stomach. She said to him, "Honey, sucking in your stomach is not going to help." He said, "Sure it will. It's the only way I can see the numbers." New Year's resolutions rarely last very long into the new year, but I have a suggestion for one that is simple to keep and can be beneficial to everyone, not just yourself. Smile. Always put a smile on your face because it's very powerful. I'm not talking about a cheesy, fake one. I am talking about a genuine smile of happiness. Instead of putting a frown in hard times, turn that frown upside down. Smiles diffuse tension. Smiles give a quick energy boost. Smiles help relax your muscles. Babies sometimes smile while they sleep. Do you suppose you do? A recent study that I read concluded that smiling can be good for your health. Research shows that smiling slows down the heart and reduces stress. Smiling lowers your blood pressure. Smiling has therapeutic effects. But smiling isn't just good for you. A genuine smile blesses those on the receiving end. Without saying a word, it can tell others that you like them or that you're pleased with them. A smile can hug someone with love without giving them even the slightest touch. Your smile could be a message of cheer from God to a needy soul. Bless someone's life today by just giving them a smile, and that alone can indeed lift them. Life does not always give us a reason to smile, but when we see a heartfelt smile on a child's face or through the aged wrinkles, our hearts are encouraged. Smiles, a cheerful look brings joy to the heart. Good news makes for good health. That's from Proverbs. Smiles are also a hint of the image of God in us and in others. In the ancient blessing recorded in the book of Numbers, we get an indication that God smiles. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. That's from Numbers, verses 25 and 26. Those words are a Hebrew idiom for the favor of God on a person's life, asking God to smile on God's children. In the New Living Bible translation, "the Lord make his face shine upon you" is translated as "the Lord smile on you." The Lord smiling and lifting up his countenance expresses that the people have God's special attention and approval. This passage is often used as a benediction at the end of a church services. It affirms that God provides for us and protects God's people, assuring us of God's presence, pardon, and peace. The Hebrew concept of peace, shalom, is all-embracing and includes the concepts of completeness, security, health, wealth, tranquility, contentment, friendship, and peace with God and all people. Even though the start of the new year is somewhat arbitrary, it could be any day, and is a secular holiday, it does provide us with an opportunity to reflect on the past, the unexpected surprises, the unexpected changes, the highs and the lows, the good and the bad. It gives us an opportunity to think about the future without worry because we trust in God. It gives us an opportunity to number our days so that we get a heart of wisdom. The treadmill stops for an evening, and we can relax and reflect on how we are safe and secure in the arms of God. From Psalm 126, "Then our mouths were filled with laughter, and our tongues with joyful songs. Then the nations said, 'The Lord has done spectacular things for them. The Lord has done spectacular things for us. We are overjoyed.'" So think about these things in the coming year. Smiles are universal. Smiles create trust. Smiles have transformative powers. Smiles tear down barriers and form connections. Smiles make people happy. Smiles are transferable. Smiles cost nothing but give a lot. Smiles foster goodwill in business and in life. A smile improves your looks. Smiling feels good. Smiling makes you look more friendly and easier to approach. Make smiling the first thing you do when you wake up. Today, remember that you are loved by God and that God is pleased to be gracious to you and to shine his face upon you. Give God thanks and always smile. Today, give a stranger one of your smiles. It might be the only sunshine he sees all day. Lord, may our lives be so pleasing to you that you are pleased to have your face shine on us. And as you graciously smile on our lives, may we find someone today with whom we can share your love through a smile. Amen. So to continue with that, let's sing Give to Us Laughter. And we're going to add a final verse. And it's not printed, but you can giggle, laugh, just smile, but hum along to the music.
Ha 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 ha